And let's take a look at what it says in today's papers. Ronan Kelly is here.
Thanks, Carol. Blunder, part of the headline on the front page of the Belfast Telegraph this morning. It's over that story about the Police Service of Northern Ireland inadvertently releasing personal details of its staff and officers. Journalist Sam McBride writes, an unprecedented data breach of monumental proportions saw the PSNI scramble desperately last night to contact its officers after their details were published online. The Irish News reports that none of the details released included home addresses. While back in the Belfast Telegraph, columnist Liam Tunney writes, it also has the potential to lead to eye-watering compensation payouts. Last year, survivors of historical institutional abuse in Northern Ireland were awarded a total of £25,000 in settlements after their personal details were leaked. A nurse suffering from long COVID won a case at the Workplace Relations Commission. That's according to the Irish Independent. She'd been denied access to a special scheme because she couldn't produce a positive test for the virus. According to Stephen Burke's report, though, she was able to produce four doctor's reports diagnosing long COVID. The adjudicator accepted these and awarded the nurse €127,000 in lost earnings. That report appears as well in the Irish Times, which also has an update on the story from yesterday on Ukrainian students unable to accept college places because they didn't know if they'd get grants. The Times reports that the government has announced free fees and grants will be available for Ukrainian college applicants. On Ukraine, the Irish Daily Mirror has a dramatic picture of a man running, carrying an injured woman in the city of Pokrovsk on Monday. The Mirror says the Russians fired two missiles into the city, the second as rescuers were searching for victims of the first. The Irish Independent covers the same story alongside a report that Western intelligence sources say that the chance of Ukraine making a breakthrough in its counteroffensive is highly unlikely. And then there's Sinead O'Connor's funeral. The full length of the Examiner front page is taken up by a long aerial photo of the cortege. In words, the papers focus on those of Sinead and her family. The Star reports that she once joked that she wanted to live longer than Bono so that he wouldn't be at her funeral, describing her as a national treasure. Next to that, the Star notes that Sinead's father read Psalm 91 at her funeral service, part of which is, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." While her brother, the writer Joseph O'Connor, read a poem at the service that he had written about their childhood. The Irish Times prints the whole poem on its front page. It recalls how, as a teenager, Joseph was supposed to mind his little sister one rainy day in Dunleary, but she went missing. In a panic, he prayed to a blackbird to help him find her. Then he spotted her, waving at him from the bandstand, and a blackbird rose up nearby. The closing lines of his poem are, "And we don't say a word, but cling in the mizzle, and the whistle of the bird getting lost in the drizzle. Mercy weaves her nest in the wildflowers and the leaves. There are stranger things in heaven than a blackbird believes."